So then you run for governor in 1974. You're 33 years old.
Yes.
And you're running against an incumbent by the name of David Hall.
David Hall, yes.
Set the scene there, because there was a cloud of corruption which hung over his head at the time.
There was a cloud. There were a lot of investigations. It was known. The media knew about a lot of these investigations. There were charges that there were gratuities given to get state contracts, or if you wanted to be on the highway commissioner or some other commission, let's say, you paid a certain amount, and it somehow ended up in the coffers of the sitting governor or his friends. Interestingly enough, I had helped write David Hall's announcement speech. There were three of us that wrote his announcement speech when he announced for governor and ran the first time when he got elected. He was district attorney here, of course, and I felt a very crusading district attorney and a reformer. I was attracted to the reform. And then later on, but things went the other way, I went down to his office several times and said, I hear rumors of this, this, and this. You need to know this kind of corruption is going on. And finally, he told me, don't bother to come back. I said, well, I won't. Next time I come back, maybe I'll be governor. And it was the next time I came back. I was coming back. He was greeting me as governor-elect. But I have to say this. I think there was sort of a tragedy in a way that all that took place, because David Hall was a person of enormous personal ability, the single most charismatic Oklahoman I've ever seen in politics. You talk about know everybody's name in a room, fill a room, absolutely charm. I always said he could sell air conditioners to Eskimos. He could do anything. He could have been a national political figure, but unfortunately, these things did take place. And we still talked to each other after even all those things. And recently, he visited me down at the university. He was back in the state for a visit. We probably spent 2 hours together just talking about old times and things. It's interesting. I think people think that because you cross swords with people in politics, you can't have a friendship. And unfortunately, politics is getting too much like that. It's getting way too personal. But for example, I mean, it's like Jim Inhofe and I, we ran against each other for governor 42 or 3 years ago, and he was the Republican nominee. A couple of years ago, we spent probably 4 hours together in my office. He'd brought his grandson down. We were just visiting about old times. You know, I think that's a really nice thing. And with the passage of time, you forget about how mad you were at a certain time about something or what a difference of opinion you had. And then all you remember is the shared experience of living through those events together. And you always could hear the other side of the story. It was always kind of funny to hear what they were really doing to you. You weren't really paranoid. They really were doing it to you. Which, well, I won't tell that story now. I'll tell it later. It had to do with Gene Stipe, but I'll tell that later maybe.
When David Hall was back, I interviewed him, and I have that on the website as well. Time hasn't done anything to how he views whatever he did in office, because he still denies that happened.
No, he denies that it happened. And, you know, I just have to respectfully disagree with him about that. And I think that there was too much evidence.